News, I'm Gene Randall. WikiLeaks is saying by tweet that Ecuadorian officials are within hours to days away from kicking Julian Assange out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He has been there for almost 7 years. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has a late report.
Assange hasn't left the embassy in almost 7 years, in the fear that if he steps off Ecuadorian diplomatic territory, he will be arrested and extradited to the US for publishing thousands of classified military and diplomatic cables through WikiLeaks. Police said in a statement there is an active warrant for Assange's arrest and that the police are obliged to execute that warrant should he leave the embassy. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said that Assange is not being held there against his will. An anonymous Ecuadorian senior official told the Associated Press that no decision had been taken to expel Assange from the embassy. Karen Shamas, London.
U.S. President Donald Trump is traveling to California to dramatize his argument for a wall along the border with Mexico. Here's AP's Sagar Magani.
As he left the White House,
"We're building a lot of wall. We're going to show you a section."
The administration says the fencing the president will visit today is the first part of his proposed wall that's been built and has a plaque bearing his name. In reality, it's a long-planned replacement of an old barrier. The president has yet to finish any new ones, though the White House has said construction on a new stretch could start this week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president says the reason he backed away from his threat to shut down the southern border is that Mexico has stepped up its arrests of would-be migrants to the United States.
"Because Mexico has been absolutely terrific for the last 4 days. They're apprehending everybody."
The president also said tariffs are better than a border shutdown.
"I never changed my mind at all. I may shut it down at some point, but I'd rather do tariffs."
For more news, all day, every day, you can go online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australian Brenton Tarrant appeared by video link today in a courtroom in New Zealand. Reuters correspondent Eve Johnson reports Tarrant faces dozens of new murder charges in the March shooting attack at two Christchurch mosques last month.
The High Court judge also ordered Tarrant to undergo a mental health assessment to determine if he is fit to stand trial and whether he will be required to enter a plea at his next court appearance. Omar Nabi's father was one of the victims.
"We don't want to kill him. We want him to suffer here. We want him to be punished."
Since his arrest, Tarrant has been moved to New Zealand's only maximum security prison in Auckland and appeared at the Christchurch High Court through a video link. He faces 50 murder charges in total, the first charge filed a day after the attacks. Tarrant has also been charged with 39 attempted murders, and police say they have not ruled out further charges.
That was Reuters correspondent Eve Johnson. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is standing by the way he has dealt with the Mueller report on Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. There has been a growing Democratic Party uproar over the issue in Congress. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Justice Department has released a statement defending Attorney General William Barr's handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. The statement says in part that the Mueller report contains sensitive grand jury material that cannot be immediately released to the public. Barr has come under fire from congressional Democrats for issuing a four-page letter summarizing Mueller's nearly 400-page report. Barr has informed members of Congress he intends to release the entire report with redactions by mid-April. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations Human Rights Office says more than 20,000 civilians in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state have been forced from their homes in recent weeks because of a surge in fighting between the Myanmar military and the ethnic Rakhine Arakan Army. On April 3rd, two military helicopters fired on civilians in a paddy field. UN Human Rights spokesman Ravina Shamdasani says at least seven civilians were killed.
"As the international community is taking steps towards accountability for crimes against civilians in previous years, the Myanmar military is again carrying out attacks against its own civilians, attacks which may constitute war crimes. The consequences of impunity will continue to be deadly."
British Prime Minister Theresa May has asked for another Brexit extension. Britain was originally scheduled to leave the European Union by March 29th, but the EU granted an extension to give May's government more time to find a solution that Parliament could support. That has yet to happen. The exit plan May reached with the EU has failed three times to gain parliamentary approval. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.